on Rashi's in Mem Tesamad Aleph. Rashi also Shmuel the Temei. So Shmuel, what he's saying over here, really is consistent with what Shmuel said in other places. Damar Afler B'Shimon Ein Shtei Rishuyos Mishtamsis Rishus Achas. That in Reb Shimon, he says this halacha that the middle one can't be mishtamish in the outer ones because of it. Its double connection prohibits it from using either one of the outer ones. Okay. It says that in case of the chotzer, the Brisa said that we have a Brisa which is proofs of Shimon's din. It says, the case of three people which are traveling is comparable to the case of three chatzeris. Where it says, Zumavia, the outer one, is allowed to bring Be'em Soyuz from the outside to the middle one, Ve'echelis, and eat there. Zumavia, Be'em Soyuz, Ve'echelis. And the outer one from the other Chotzer is allowed to bring to the middle one and eat, and they can take back to the outside. But the middle one cannot take from its items to the outside. Chotzer Shebein Shtei Mavois, Psucha L'Shnein, is a Chotzer which opens up into two different Mavois. If it made an error with both mavois, then it cannot carry in either one. Feel it, Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Shimon, Ruhana Shmuel Tamei. So that's Shmuel's following his Shita. That Reb Shimon's Shita is that the middle one can carry in neither of them. Can't carry in outer one A or outer one C. So over here, the chotzer can't carry in Mavi A or in Mavi B. It can't carry in either Mavi because it's connected to both. So its connection to B doesn't allow it to carry in A. Its connection in A doesn't allow it to carry in B. Now, how do you see that? What to do with Reb Shimon? This is Shmuel Pasking Allah. Where do you see that's Reb Shimon's Shita? We also had a Shmuel which said before we pass on like the Divrei Mekel. And therefore, we have a short of Shimon Boha, we'll have a Shmuel Asurim Shneim. If had Reb Shimon held in such a scenario that it's Mutter, Shmuel will not have Paskins that it's going to be Asur, because he would have went with Reb Shimon Shita. So the fact that he passes also here means that he has no opinion, neither Reb Shimon nor the Chachamim, which holds in this case is Mutter. Okay. It had not been ma'arav with neither of them. So then, oseris al shneyan, it's going to make both of them usher milhotzim in the chatzriseyan l'mavi. Neither mavi is allowed to carry from the chatzeris into the mavi, because there is a chatzir which is part of this mavi which has not joined. And during the weekdays, this chotzer uses both mavois as options of travel. Through this doorway which they have to that mavi. So this is the regular shi'ish law oisrata. So the fact that they walk through there. It means they use that mavi, makes it that this up their mavi cannot carry. Can mafarish? Like Shmuel continues and says, "Di loy habi regila ela bechad." That it was only accustomed to use one of the two mavois. Loy asra idach the chotzer which opens to the second mavi, but never uses the second mavi, would not make the chotzeris in the second mavi asra to carry. So the case over here was avagavd regila im shneyan. So if it's ragel with both, so what's the solution? So you tell me if it's ma'arv with both, so it can't carry neither. if it's ma'arv and neither, nobody can carry. So what's the solution? The solution is, zuyitakanta, my rebbe's im ho'echot, it joins one of the two. V'gaya daita, we assume in that scenario that that by doing so, it has clarified its position. So, by joining, let's say, with Chatzar B, it's saying it's part of Chatzar B, and not joining with A, and saying it's not part of Chatzar, it's not part of, say it again, joining with Mavi B, it's not part of Mavi B, and by not joining in Mavi A, it's saying it's not, it's Megal Das for this Shabbat, it's not part of Mavi A. So Mavi A, it's three Chatzeris have all joined together, because the fourth one is not really part of it. And this Chatzar is part of the other Mavi, which it's joined with. Let's say it was the people were from this chatzar were accustomed to travel, even though they had opening, they had doorways to both mavuos, but they always used to use one of the mavuos and not the other one. So in that scenario, and they joined with neither. Sanzusha regila by osir. The mavi which it's normally it normally travel in, it's also because in that mavi one of the chetzeris which uses the mavi and has not entered into the sheet of mavois, so then nobody can carry in that mavi. Shechatzu oiseris alav diminehu, it's part of that mavi and hasn't joined. Reilo irva, it hasn't joined. But ha'acher mutter sheino haymenu. But the other mavi, which this chatzar does not join, it's not part of that mavi, so that mavi is mutter. What? What do you understand, Svi? What's the problem? In the case of the chatzar is between the two mavuos, and it normally travels through one of the two mavuos, and not the other one. And it did not do Erev with either one of them, so the one it normally doesn't walk through, it's not really part of it, so that mavi doesn't need it. When the one that it normally walks through, it's part of it, it has to join it. If the one which is Rogel, the other three Chatzeris, let's say, join together, this one did not contribute. But this one did not join in the other Mavi. Nobody did it. So we say, we're Masalik this group from the Chatzer, from the one which is normal Rogel, put it with the other one, which nobody's Marv anyway. And then the one which is Rogel is allowed to carry amongst itself, ignoring this Chatzer. So it's taken itself out of that one. The other one, the other members of the Mavi have not made an Erev, and it is not joined to either of them. So we say it's part of the non-Erev, non-Me'urev Mavoi, which loses nothing by joining it because it can't carry anyway. And it's not part of the Mavoi, which was yes, Ma'arev, leaving this one out, because if it would join there, then nobody can carry. If it doesn't join there, then they can all carry. That's me the story. Mafilo midi de l'chosebe l'mahani l'chavre. Even some which they have would have no loss in, they would not benefit others. Because me this time is shili shili. It says mine is mine. I'm not. I don't give to anybody else. Even if I have no loss by incurred by doing so, I'm not going to give to others. I only keep for myself. So we're going to force them to do that. So again, some rishonim say that means that they, but that it's. That they actually can't walk through the other mavi. They have to walk through this mavi instead. And some say it just means conceptually we just say that you're part of this mavi for this Shabbos, not that mavi. So therefore, that mavi is mutter because all its constituents chaseris have joins, and this mavi is not any, is usher anyway because nobody's joined. So what do we lose? Okay. So the Gemara. Again.
So we've covered the middle, the chatzar with one side, and the chatzar with both sides separately.
Right.
We haven't covered a case where the middle chatzar is ma'arev with both mavuot in one operation, bringing the three of them to a single unit.
If the two mavua out of mavuas would join together with everybody else, well, that's the worst argument before us, the idea of shlichus. That, you know, it could work if that's what they wanted to do. Okay, so the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It's about halfway down the page. Hamakbet al eruvoy. So a person contributes into the eruv, into the, you know, talking about a simple case that there's five houses in the chotzer. Everybody contributes a roll or a loaf of bread into the communal eruv, and one of the members is makbet that nobody else should eat his bread. He's makbet al eruvoy. So ein eruvoy eruv. That's it. You've been mavatal the whole eruv. The whole idea is that you become one communal meal. He's saying it's not a communal meal. This my food is my food, and that's it. Mashmoy eruv shmoy. The whole idea is it should be an eruv. There should be ma'ariv it all together. It should be a taruvis. It should be a mixture. So by being makbed, he's been mavatal the whole mixture. So the whole thing is both. Comes along, Reb Chanina Omar, eruv eruv. No, it works. El shenikra me'anshe verdina. We title him, he's like from these people, Verdina, which was a place where these people were cheapskates. So he's a cheap guy, but it's not Mavatel Eruv. Now, there's a mission later on which actually says if a person would not allow anybody else to eat from it, it doesn't work. Like Shmuel, so it's Shat Reb Chanina. So Tosis over there says that Reb Chanina, Tosis Ben Peret says it over here, that the case over here wasn't that he was mocked, but to the point that he would refuse somebody, just he didn't want it. So the case where he would actually refuse and then actually disallow anybody to use it, so then it's not an eruv. The case over here that he just, you know, he made it very clear he doesn't want anybody to do it, but at the end of the day he would allow the person to do it. So Rukhina holds that's not about the layer. Shmuel says that is enough. There is against the language of being makbed, being used like colloquially in the sense of, you know, the person, I'm makbed, I'm upset about it. Right. So Shmuel says even that's enough to undermine the dinar. Okay. Amr of Yehuda Mishmuel, another halacha in the name of Shmuel. Person divides up his eruv into different parts, and they put part of the eruv of this chotzer in two different kelim, so it doesn't work. The Gemara says, "Oh, it's like beishamai. Come on, ke beishamai."
Mr. Mazzoli, I can't say. Sweet, move over.
The Morris says, "Lachari command is kibei shama the Tanya chamisha shagov was eruvan, but nosnu b'shnei kelim. B'shamer umrim ain's eruv, but b'silo umrim hareiz eruv. So b'silo does not mind that it's put into two different containers. So why over here is Shmuel saying like b'shama?" Whereas the filotem beisilah, this halach of Shmuel is true even like beisilah. Ad kan lekami beisilah hosim ela demalyan lemana viyater. The case was that they used container X, and the people contributed larger than the usual, and they ended up filling up the container, and they had more than they could hold, so they put it into a second container by force of circumstance. They put it into a second container, so that Basila says that's not considered a problem in the Erev. Avahecha the palge miflig loy. But in case where they would come and actively decide to divide it, the person would decide, you know, let's put into different places when you had an option of not doing so. Even Basila agrees that that's a problem. That's the whole, again, the whole idea should be Eruv. It should be one big unit. So really, Shmuel's two halachas are really the same halacha. There's a din of Eruv. It has to be one big teruvis. So it has to be in one place, and it has to be that you're not makpid.
This seems like a strange gemara, because we had this discussion about Bishama Beis Hillel before. I didn't talk about this pshad in Beis Hillel.
Well, the Mor is not qualifying, but Shmuel is qualifying Beis Hillel's din, right?
Right, but before we had the discussion talking about what where Beis Hillel is sort of machbid on.
Right, the Mor said before, if it's two different houses,
right,
so that's a problem.
Yeah.
Shmuel's taking it a step further.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I mean,
yeah, okay, over there, really over there, it was, you know, the topic of discussion was how to learn up the Mishnah. Beis Hillel came in, right, to sort of like his you know, as an agav on that. Mm-hmm. So I think really more, you know, it's pretty much equivalent to going back to discussing it. It's really tools. Shmuel's two halachas are the halachas of Eruv. That, you know, that Shmuel is seeing that the concept of Eruv is integral to its power. So it has to be that everybody's Eruv together. It can't be any hakpot. It has to be it's all Eruv together, one keli. So what do you need both for? I would say that idea of being kapit, that undermines Eruv. The fact that it's in two kelim, since it's all together in one house and it's two kelim and everybody doesn't mind, I would argue that that's not a problem. We just tell me this halacha of division. Mishum the pal gave miflegi mamash divided into two groups. So how can you call it an eruv? Since again, like what Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz learns, that he isn't really refusing at the end; he just doesn't want it. So that's, I would say, that's not a problem. So that's why Shmuel has to tell me both halachas. Okay, Amalei Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Abba said to Rabbi Yehuda, which is the one who quoted Shmuel, the Bei Matzarta, the Bei Rabbi Zakoi. And the conversation was taking place by the pressing house. They pressed the olives. So in that place where Rabbi Zakai's Bei Matzarta, they were having a conversation. She said to me, "Amr Shmuel Achelik as Eruvo Eino Eruv, dividing up the Eruv is problematic." V'omer Shmuel, didn't Shmuel say, "By Shemanichan by Eruv, Enot Tzarek Litin is a pass"? The house where the Eruv is placed does not need to contribute. So, what's the logic behind that? Isn't the logic, because my time? Why is that so, that the house where the Erev is placed does not need to contribute? Isn't it because La Mishum Domer the Kiman the Monach Basala command the Monach Hacha Domi? So Achinami Kiman the Monach Basala command the Monach Hacha Domi. I mean, the people in that house have food. It's not in this container, but they have food here. So everybody else has put their food here, and this people also have food here. But it's in two containers. So apparently we're not bothered by the fact that it's two containers. No. So Amalei, so Rabbi Huda said back to Rabbi Abba, "Hosam al bishayin pas." That's not the logic. that the logic is because even if they would have no bread at all in the house, my time at the kulu hachadari. The whole logic behind Erev is that this becomes their dwelling place. Well, the people who live here, it is their dwelling place. So they have no need to contribute pas to make them the door in this house. Everybody else needs to contribute pas to make them a door. But they're a door, they are automatically are a door. They live here. So they don't need to contribute anything at all. Even if, it's not because their bread is somewhere else in the house, but that's okay. But the fact that the air would be divided would be a problem.
So, I understand. So why do they have to have the, you know, in one kli?
So that's what Shmuel said before, because there's a concept of Eruv. They have to all become, they have to all join here. So by putting it to a different kalim, they're saying they're not joining together as one unit. They're saying...
Well, but I understand. They just need to be, you know, showing that they're dwelling in this house.
But the logic behind the dwelling is that they want to become one unit. And they're saying simply, we don't want to be one unit. We want to be that we're living here, but we're separate and distinct from you. We'll have a case later on if you have people live in one building, but they make divisions. So that's still a problem.
Yeah, but if they want to have the unity, then it goes back to the Baal Bais. You know, so you should also have to be together and showing unity.
Well, it's more along the line that they're all coming to join him. So he, by definition, is part of the unit. Louder.
Doesn't that person where it's sitting get to use in the Rashiya so that others that are joining also?
Correct.
So then shouldn't he do some type of act where he's also joining with them in one way? Now he's going to be able to use their Rashiya as well, even though they're joining with him in here, so they're doing an act having Durham here. Him just sitting there is Durham over here, but shouldn't he do an act where he's joining in this group?
It's an interesting question. In other words, I mean, the logic is what Morris and go right to about what the logic is, but the logic is that we're saying that we've all come and made ourselves a common place that we live. So Mela, we look at it, this is our house, and everything else is just an extension of that's the service area. So everybody else's house is really just a service. We all live here. The other place is just like a service area. So I also live here. I have a right to use a service area. That's what Morris is saying. See Rashi, the third wide line. The person is does not want if somebody else should eat that bread. It doesn't work. The whole idea is they should gather together, and they should all want this joining together. It shouldn't be that one is protesting. El shutvis noicha ve'ereva. It should be a comfortable joining together. Anshavidina tziknin hoyu. Tzikin is cheap. Achelik b'shnei kelim eno erev. Shmuel said if you divide the erev into two kelim, it's not a good erev. Mishum high time agufei. The mashmoy erev shmoy. It has to be one big unit. So Basil says it's okay. That's the case of the mal of the mona v'yatr. There wasn't enough room in the kli. They didn't intentionally divide it. They intentionally decided to divide it into two. The Rishon already say that in a case where the person knew up front that the kli which he's going to take is too small to get everybody into one kli, so that's to be the equivalent of Shmuel's did. The case of the person took a kli, assuming there was enough for everybody, and the people contributed more than he expected. So then it ended up, it happened to be that it's two kelim. But Tarti Lomeli, the Shmuel, why did Shmuel have to say both things? They're both the same idea. The case of a kopet and the case of a chelik are both, because it has to be Eruv. Morris says, no, each was a chiddush. The Mifflik Pollock, Ubatul Shmei the Eruv Mashmur Uruv. So when you divide it, it's not combined. That's by definition. Then Shmuel said that the house Shemenichim by Erev So Rav Abba asked the house of Shenichim Be'er. Shmuel said Arba Shagavu Iruvan Menusnu Bebayis Chamishi. Bebayis Chamishi. Four contributed and put in the fifth house. Ein Tzarach Laniach Sham Pita. The fifth one does not need to add bread. Isn't it because La Mishum the Kima the Monach Le'la Balabayis Rifta Besaladi Day? The Balabais has his bread in his own basket somewhere else in the house. It's like it's part. It's together with the bread of the Erev. So it means it's two kelim is acceptable. The person says no. The kula hocha diary mishum piton havelu dirasim by putting their bread there, we say that the person's das is by where his food is. So since that's where my food is, that's my place of dwell. That becomes my place of dwelling. Obviously the Balabais who lives there, that's his dira. Even though he has no bread at all, it's okay. Okay. Omer Shmuel. Five lines on the bottom. Omer Shmuel, Erev Mishum Kinyan. The process of Erev, because when Chazal used it, set it up, they understood the way it works is because each person, by contributing the Balabayas, is being mocked of them rights here in this house. So if that's the logic, it's because of Kenyan, so giving money for sure should work. Why only bread? The answer is, that the Erev Shabbos, sometimes the money you don't have, food you have, but money you spent, you spent the money on the food. If you're going to say that, Hechad the Orev Mia Likni, okay. We're not going to be Masakal Chachila, that's the right way to do it. Because that's putting a burden on people that they're not necessarily going to be able to do. But let's say a person did it. One of the members of the said, listen, you know, I'll give you some money. Right? That should work. No. So, people will think if money is allowed, that money is really the proper way to do it. In a case where there's no money, people will figure that that's not proper to do it with bread. You'll end up not doing an Erev, and that will undermine the concept of Erev. So that's Shmuel.
But then, I mean, people thought that the money was so important that they would probably make it a point to have that money available.
The other name, you know. If you're telling me that normally people ran out of money by the time Erev Shabbos came, is they were living in a different type of society they were living in. They didn't have a choice. You know, that was the food for Shabbos. Rav Amar Erev Mishum Dira. So it's not based on that by contributing something is if you're paying for a rental in the place. It's I'm putting my bread here, so I live here without any kinyan taking place. The Mora says, my benayu. The Mora says, so what would the differences between them be? The Mora says, Ike benayu, kli, upachas, mishabapruta, vikata. The three differences are if a person will contribute a suitor, Rashi, kli over here means a suitor, we do a Kenyan suitor. So if it's because of Kenyan, we will allow that at Bidiyavit. The person always has a kli. It's because of Dira, because a person is das, is where his food is, it must be only food. If the food is worth less than a pruta, so if it's because of food, it's food. If it's because of Kenyan, you have to give a pruta. And if can the person who is doing the process of Erev, collecting the Erev from the people in the community, be a kata. So if it's a process, can a person contribute, better, a person can send his contribution through a katan. So if it's a process of dira, he just has to deliver his bread there. But the process of kinyan, he has to be part of the transaction. He's not part of the transaction. He can't be part of the transaction. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Amalei Abaya le Rabba. Abaya asked his Rabba, his Rebbe, L'didoch kasha or l'shmul kasha? I have a question both on you and on Shmuel. Why? Hotanya, we learned in a braisa, chamisha shagavu es eruvan. There five people have made an eruv. And then kishem alichan es eruvan l'mokam achar. They want to now join in with the next chatzar over. Okay, so they want to, as it were, move their eruv from this. Heir of the five here in this chotzer to the next chotzer over. So echad merlech lekula. So one of the five contributes into the next chotzer's eruv, and that's good enough. So I understand. Who near the kokoni v'suloi? Who near the kadayer v'suloi? So whether you say it's because of kinyan or it's because of dira. So I understand that that person has joined into the other chatzar by he's acquired by contributing, and he's made that his place of dira by contributing. But what about the other four? So Rabbi says back to Abaya, Amar le loy l'didi kasha, but l'olah shmul kasha, shlichus de kulu ka'ovid. He's acting as the shliach of the other, but once they're all one big unit, he's acting as the shliach to contribute over there and get a kinyan for all of them, or to be make that the makam dira for all of them. Amarava chama barguya, amarava locha kribishim. Zok Rashi. Eruv. Seven lines up from the bottom. Shumitzarfan, the way Erev works is time of Mishum Kinyan, it works as a Kinyan. Shematul Balabayas Rishusa, the place where it's placed, the Balabayas over there, is marked to them ownership in his place. Nitzakulam Bailam Abayazesh, Erev Munakbay. So they're all now owners over here. Cholachotzim Shubetas, the Rishusa Mzu. So that they all live here, they all own over here. The chatzah now is the front step of this house, which belongs to all of them. So the chatzah now is also owned by all of them. Like one mishus. Minimaim arvin b'moah. So if that's true, why can't you use a coin? By giving money, he'll get possession over through giving money. He won't have money, and he'll say that he doesn't have money. What about a case if he has money, wants to use it? He'll say the money is Iker. When there's no money, he won't do it. Look, and it'll end up in the Kalkil. People will forget the concept of the idea of Erev. Person's das is where his food is. It's like they live there. It means they all now live in a communal place. So again, we look at the chotzer as the front step of this communal house. This is the communal area of that communal house. You can give a handkerchief and be kind of. Number one, if it's because of deer, that doesn't work. Number two, you cannot give bread which is worth less than a pruta. I feel a havi mazon based sudas, even though it meets the criteria of being large enough, but if it's not worth a pruta, it doesn't work. He can't send the shliach katan to do the process of kinyan. The lav bar makna vakliyehu. He's not a katan. Can't be makna. A katan can't be kaina. See, he can't be makna over to the owner of the house the bread, and he can't receive the ownership in the house in return.
The
Rashi holds it. That's not the Rabbanan. Not the Raisa. Tosa Shita is the Raisa. Tosa, you know, after the Rashi. Madam Mishum with Dira Lemahani Kinyan Sutter. So if it's dira, because kinyan sutra is not going to work, it's not dira, it has to be where your bread is. The fact that it's worth less than a pruta doesn't bother us. But katan gaibas erev, the katan can be the one who can do the process of erev. The pas mashul luchada dira, the katan la midi of it, the katan's contribution over here is just as a messenger boy to deliver it. He's not. There's no kinyan. He's not part of the process. He's just getting it to where it has to be. So the case was five who want to move their erev to a different place. They want to now. These five want to join another chatzar. So noisim mesecha eruvan zeh shagavu lahatut chatzerins. They take the erev which they made to be matur this chatzar. They transfer it over there. So the Brisa said, the echad mehen merlech ayin kulan. One can give for all five, b'shil kulan for all of them. Afilu nosen hu levadoi pas achas b'shmilon. Even if he gives his own bread for them, hal v'hu kvar iriv v'chaveirov kena l'tzar kulan. So when he does do that, it works. Some more it works. That's because of shlichus. So now we have the more quotes. Rav says that Rav says halacha k'Rav Shimon. Remember, but Rav's version of Rav Shimon was the himutaris imahen v'hein mutar nimo, that it works both ways. So the more is paskening like Rav's version and Rav Shimon's did. Okay.
What's
that? The Rav says to Rav Shimon that A can carry in B can carry in A. C can carry in B can carry in C. So B can carry in A, B, or C. A can carry in A and B, and C can carry in B and C. The only ones that can't is A can't carry anything to C, and C can't carry anything to A. Okay. To the Mishnah, Mishnah Bar Baderek B'chosh Goloi. Person's traveling and it's getting close to Shkia. V'hoya makir ilan oigeder. He recognizes in the distance a specific place. I want that my makom shrisha should be over there. See, even though at the beginning of Shabbos he's not standing there, but it's within 2,000 amos, he could reach there from the time Shabbos starts. He could travel to that point, so he can make his shrisa over there. So he says it's a great idea. So my shisha should be over there by this getter, by this tree. So that the Mishnah, the loch is lomer klum, it doesn't work. And like Rashi is going to explain, because he didn't define exactly where by that tree or where by the getter. However, if he says shisasi beikra, he says my shisha should be right next to the trunk. So that works. And then from Mahalach, we welcome Raglov, Avad Ikroy up high mama. He's allowed to travel from where he is all the way to the tree, even if it's 2,000 amas. He's allowed to travel there. But that's not a Kiddush, because his Shvisa is here. No, the Kiddush is his Shvisa is there. And he can continue, Va'ad Beisar, let's say from there to his house, from that tree to his home, is within 2,000 amas. He can continue. It means his Shvisa is not here, his Shvisa is there by the tree. So means he's able to travel from the beginning, Shabbos starts, all 4,000 amos. Okay. Now, he made a marker, he does not have any specific place in the distance which he recognizes. He's not aware that that's an option that he could create. I mean, that's the Chiddush, that you could do that. I understand that my Shemitah could be where I am. I know there's a law of everybody someone putting bread there, but I can say that my Shemitah should be over there and I'm not there. How does that work? He didn't know that that works. Varmer, she saw Sibim Kaimi. He says, I'm here. Fine. Zachaloi Mekaimi Alpayim Ambalacharuch. He gets 2,000 Amas from that point in all directions. Tosha says, even if he doesn't say that's what happens anyway. Right? Even if he wouldn't say it at all, he has no intent. He's here. That would be his Malkum. And he gets 2,000 Amas. Now, the Mishnah is going to clarify this concept of allowing the person to do it without putting bread there. It's going to be a discussion. We had this discussion before. But meanwhile, it goes back to a very, very basic point. It doesn't have to be here specifically. It's a general issue. In any case, any situation where a person gets a shmisa, we'll talk about a din of tchum around the city. But right now we're talking about a tchum around a person. It's 2,000 amos. So how do you measure that? So agulus, Dibur Rebbe Chanina ben Antigonus. It's a circle. From the point where he is, he gets 2,000 amos any direction. So that's going to end up being a circle. Chomer Armin Merubos, that the Chiddush of Tchum is the 2,000 amos, he ends up with a square. So, Kadesh Yia Nisker Lizovius, he gains the corners. So, the concept of Tum is a person from the place he is, he gets a square, which is 4,000 amas by 4,000 amas, as opposed to a circle with a diameter of 4,000 amas. Okay, now. Now it goes back to this idea of that a person can make shmisa by being somewhere. Zui shomru honi mar baragla. This is really an expression of this concept that an honi can make an error, but just by standing there. So a person who's traveling and doesn't have any bread with him can do that also. That it's only mutter, a person who does not have pas with him. Even a person that has pas, Rashi says the case, a person sitting in his house and he wants to make a rubit tchumen, and he has an option of before Shabbos bringing bread out to that spot and making a rubit tchumen. No, Mar Baraglav works. If he wants to go out there before Shabbos and stand there, the pass is a kula, but not required. It's a kula that if you don't want to go out there and stand there at the beginning of Shabbos, so from your bias, you can't say she saw si tachnas ilan ploini, because we say between a choice of a person's house and Elon Ploni, he doesn't really mean Elon Ploni. If you go stand there, you're still there. So that you made that your place. So he can't use something in the distance. So he has a choice of either going there or putting bread there. Putting bread there is a kula, but not that you must have bread. So that's
only in a house rather than on the.
So the case of the travel, the road, we said he could do that. He could say, I recognize something in the distance and I can make that my mark. And that works. Right? But in the case of a house, it doesn't work. But it doesn't mean that you can't be Mar Baraglo. If you actually go there, that works. Because we'll hold Rashi for tomorrow.